Sorry, I was looking. You see, Charles had a whole bunch of hair. I was like, I'm going down that road though.
That was fun, wasn't it?
It was. It was fun for the fans, I'll tell you that. It's always fun when you win. It was, you know, I just met a couple of kids that was their first Lightning game, so pretty sure they'll be back.
You had about an 8-minute stretch in the third period where it was this tremendous hockey, kept the puck in the zone, was aggressive. Do you just look and say, we can be that sort of team all the time if we, certain things don't shoot ourselves in the foot so much?
Yeah, like we were, the game kind of went both ways that way. And ultimately when the game opened up a little bit, that worked in our favor. We had open ice, we really had an attack mentality. And when that was happening, you could see, you know, what was going on. And, you know, we caught them, we got them hemmed in a little bit. We caught them on some icings, they couldn't get off. And you know, you felt the energy in the building. It's hard not to be energized when that was going on. It was phenomenal in there. But that's kind of the way the game went. It was, you know, after somewhat of a dreadful first period, where we just, you know, the penalties kind of were sucking momentum out of us, but we just didn't have any energy. You know, clearly it picked up in the second and third, and it's tough. You're not going to get, you know, six every night, and you got to win those games when you do. And fortunately, you know, you're going to look at the box score and say, well, that was 7-6. You know, what happened to the goaltenders? But you saw what our goaltender did, you know, down the stretch when we needed him. He was you know, big reason why we won the game. But I just like the resiliency of the group tonight.
How about the 1 o'clock start? Are you kind of glad to get one in? You might see some of these in the postseason.
Maybe. It's just different for us. I don't remember having a 1 o'clock start at home. And we rarely play them. And ironically, I think we've got another one a week from today. So I'm not so much looking at the 1 o'clock start. I'm looking at, we played Monday, we played Wednesday, we traveled, we played Thursday, and now we're playing Saturday afternoon. So you're playing, you know, four games in literally less than 6 days. And so regardless, you know, it was, you know, that's a tough group with when you're throwing travel in there. It's no excuse why we had no energy in the first, because we ended up having energy in the second, third, and overtime. But it did take us a little bit to get going. Ultimately, both teams got to play at once. It's not like one gets to, you know, it's a different time. So, but at least we're a little bit more prepared going into next week.
When Stammer is doing what the magic that he did today, can he shoot enough? Is it possible for him to shoot enough?
Well, that's the big thing with those guys. You know, with Stammer and Cooch, is the more they shoot, especially with the ability they have, it's just percentages. You know, they're going to go. Some of them are going to go. But, you know, these were, you know, there were some big time plays were being made before it ever got to be the shot. And but when those guys are rolling, you're just going to keep putting them out there, and you want them to keep with that feeling, just keep rolling with the feeling they were having, and now, you know, it really paid off for us tonight.
You love saying the pass he made when it was 5-5. I mean, it's hard to say in a 12-0 game, us saying can be played again. Was that it for you?
Well, that was. You should have saw our bench when that happened. It was unbelievable. And then we go right down and score to make it 6-5. And those are, you know, you look at, there was so many different turning points in this game. You can't even point to one. But, you know, they make that 6-5. I can't sit here and say we wouldn't have come back. But it was just from the energy from the building, from tying the game, and then, you know, unfortunately give up that chance. But for him to bail us out, you just sit there in awe, but we just built so much energy off that, and you know, we're fortunate to get that sixth goal, and you know, it's too bad we gave up the lead, but you know, after that save, Vasi, I don't think one was getting by him. He was in the zone.
JT got his first goal, mm-hmm. and a couple assists. He's bringing a lot of physicality. You like what you've seen out of him?
I do. It's you know, he's adding to a dimension that we have not had a ton of. You know, a bigger body. He can skate. He's got skill. He can play the hard game, and he can chip in offensively, which he's doing. And And so it's, you know, we've watched this. I watched him play in the minors, coached against him, you know, coached against him when he was with the Rangers. And, you know, we've been watching this for a while. And, you know, he's brought his game here. It's been good.
Good.